Things are getting serious.
I was on the cover of Time magazine as the face of that whole era. Who decides that?
Because lives are on the line.
I leaped across time and space to save you.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, April 3rd. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves is this weekend's box office champ. The reboot of the largely forgettable Dungeons & Dragons film franchise is already off to a better start than any of its predecessors. The fantasy heist film starring Chris Pine, Regé Jean Page, and Michelle Rodriguez, among others, raked in $38.5 million in its opening weekend. By comparison, the original 2000 film made $33.8 million in its entire theatrical run. Last week's number one movie, John Wick Chapter 4, earned another $28.2 million, good enough for second place. Scream 6 is still hanging in there, coming in third in its fourth week of release, earning $5.3 million and inching it closer to the $100 million mark with $98.2 million domestically. Angel Studios' faith-based His Only Son debuted at number 4, also grossing $5.3 million, while Creed 3 took in another $5 million in its fifth week out. Cookie Lion is headed to Abbott. Empire star Taraji P. Henson will guest star in an upcoming episode of Abbott Elementary as Vanetta, the estranged mother to Quinta Brunson's Janine. Henson shared the news Saturday in a video message recorded for Paley Fest in Los Angeles. She'll appear in Season 2's penultimate April 12th episode titled Mom, following Ayo Edebiri's cameo as Janine's sister Aisha earlier this season. And Bailey Bass won't be able to sink her teeth into the role of Claudia for Season 2 of Interview with the Vampire. The rising star, who portrayed teenage vampire Claudia, the AMC series female lead, will be replaced by Delaney Hales due to, quote, a variety of unforeseen circumstances. That, according to Bass's statement on Instagram. She continued, "Playing Claudia has been a dream role and an incredible ride. I wish Delaney Hales the best of luck in taking over. I cannot wait to watch." AMC called Bass a talented actor who did a remarkable job in the role of Claudia in a statement. "We are grateful for Bailey's unforgettable performance in Season 1 and wish her nothing but the best." For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. All right, let's get into today's pick, starting, of course, with number 3, and it is the premiere of Pretty Baby Brooke Shields. The new Hulu documentary will deal with the dark side of Brooke Shields' life in the limelight. The model and actress's career started with the 1978 film Pretty Baby when she was just 12 years old. Then, with roles in The Blue Lagoon and Endless Love, as well as her controversial Calvin Klein campaign, by the age of 15, she had already been sexualized in the media. Now, Shields is getting real, reflecting on her fame and opening up about how those early years affected her later in life. Here's the trailer.
How do you feel about all this fuss that's being made over you?
I think it's kind of fun.
You really are an exquisite-looking young lady. I know you've been told that, but isn't she a pretty, pretty girl?
The entirety of my life, it was, she's a pretty face. Over and over and over and over and over again. And that always just seared me.
You just didn't go anywhere that somebody wouldn't know Brooke Shields.
The most photographed woman in the world.
Iconic American beauty.
Object of desire.
A sexualized child model.
Exploitation. Vulnerable.
I was on the cover of Time magazine as the face of that whole era. Who decides that?
She was catapulted into the world of adult sexuality.
I just always remember thinking, like, I hope she's okay. She was a young girl in an all-adult world.
I'm amazed that I survived any of it.
Gatekeeping is a major way of how we keep girls under control.
It's very much about what women need to do in order to be desirable to straight men.
One of the responses to feminism was the sexualization of little girls. You're not going to be traditionally feminine. We'll replace you with little girls.
I was
struggling to find my own voice.
I wasn't told it was important to have agency.
I found my confidence and thought I can have my own opinion. Oh, hell no, you're not taking this away from me.
I love Brooke's tone about it. We're moving forward in life.
When someone like Brooke Shields talks about it, it makes a difference.
Young people are just working so hard to live up to these unattainable standards.
Long before they can process it. How do you fight a toxic cultural environment?
I think everybody has a little like Brooke Shields narrative stuck in them, because what happened to her isn't really about her as an individual, it's just about women.
I was just born with this face. I wanted to think about the things that could have happened without beauty. Now it's like, I'm allowed to be a human being.
Well, folks, she is more than just a pretty face. Hear what happened straight from the source on the two-part documentary, Pretty Baby, Brooke Shields, streaming now on Hulu.
Number two.
We're California dreaming for our next pick, the new episode of American Idol. It's Hollywood Week, and the contestants are forming dynamic duos for the Duets Challenge, and singers who were platinum ticket winners will be able to choose their own partner and rejoin the competition. Sounds like it is going to be an emotional episode, but let's take a little step back, because in case you missed it, Sunday's episode featured a powerhouse performance by Nuzza of I Surrender. Have a listen to that.
Every night, getting longer, and this fire's burning, turning, baby, I swallow my pride, I'll be alive, can't you hear my call, I surrender.
That is not an easy song to sing, and the duets aren't always the easiest of rounds to get through. See who judges Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie will pick to advance on American Idol, tonight at 8 on ABC.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. As an American Idol judge, Katy Perry is hoping to find a music star, someone who could perhaps match her enormous success. Among her many accolades is a special record. She is the first female artist in history with 5 number one tracks from the same album. Which album was it? Witness, Prism, or Teenage Dream? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, on April 3rd, 2015, the 7th installment in the Fast and Furious franchise, Furious 7, sped into theaters. It follows Vin Diesel's Dom and the rest of his family after they defeated Owen Shaw and are trying to return to a normal life. But Shaw's older brother, played by Jason Statham, has other plans, and they'll all involve revenge. And Furious fans, you're in luck. The next addition to the series, Furious 10, is set to release in theaters this coming May. All right, get ready for Ben's final leap of the season on the season finale of Quantum Leap. The aforementioned leap is about to take Ben closer to home in unexpected ways, and the team faces off against Leaper X in a showdown for the ages as they're fighting for the future of the Quantum Leap project and their own lives as they know it. Here's a sneak peek.
Ben is really pissed off the accelerator.
Done.
Sure. All of it.
Photographic memory. Now photographic memory.
What? I can't hear you.
What does the couple do?
Give it to me in the past, okay? I'll know what to do with it.
What about you? I can just think of a moment to stop all the flicks.
God, how relentless you are.
You just never can stay on mission.
What?
Just stop Martinez, okay? The future, it'll figure itself out. Remember, we need each other, all right? That's the only way it's gonna work. You need to...
He's leaping.
Is he coming home?
Yes, but he has one last leap.
Just tell us where he's going. It's not so much where as when.
Well, with so much at stake, there's really no telling where things will go and where Ben will leap next. You can watch the season finale of Quantum Leap tonight at 10 on NBC.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Katy Perry is the first female artist with 5 number one tracks from the same album. Which album was it? Witness, Prism, or Teenage Dream? You might have listened to it a lot when you were one. The answer is Teenage Dream. The title track, along with Last Friday Night, California Girls, E.T., and Firework, all went to the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The album was nominated for 2 Grammys. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.